From Hollywood, Rudy Vallee presents The Dream Show.
My time is your time. Your time is my time.
There's no time like our time, and no one like you.
Yes, Rudy Vallee with Billy Burke, Xavier Cugat and his orchestra, Pinky Lee, Betty Bradley, and the Paramount star Sonny Tufts, brought to you by Dreen Shampoo.
No other shampoo, only Dreen Shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Billy Vallee Nightclub, Billy Burke speaking. Villa Valley specializes in fine foods. Would you like to eat a thick steak, fried chicken, roast beef, broiled lobster? Would you like to eat all that? My, you're a pig.
Hello, Miss Burke. This is Rudy Vallee. How are things at the club?
Oh, I'm doing my best to take your place. Oh, Rudy, I'm doing everything that you usually do.
You're doing everything that I usually do.
Oh, yes, I checked the menus, talked to the waiters, tried to make a date with the cigarette girl.
Miss Burke, please.
Then your barber came in, and I took a haircut, shampoo, omitted the shave. Of course, when your tailor arrived, I was fitted for your new suit.
Fitted for my suit? Why, Miss Burke, that's ridiculous. We're not the same size.
Well, I know. When you wear the suit, you'll have to let it out around the hips.
You must have me mixed up with Bing Crosby.
And another thing, Rudy, I have a wonderful idea. In order to attract more customers to Villa Valley, let's announce a Mahjong tournament.
Miss Burke, Mahjong went out with Coolidge.
Really? What did Pajong say?
Miss Burke, Xavier Cugat and I are still at the recording studio. We'll be down at Villa Valley as soon as we finish making a few more records. Oh, by the way, has my old Yale classmate, Sonny Tufts, arrived at the club yet?
Oh, yes, he's here.
That's good. And how is Fifi, my new French cigarette girl that I hired? You know, I'm sort of interested in that little girl.
So is Sonny Tufts.
What? Sonny Tufts flirting with my Fifi? What does she see in him?
Well, after all, Rudy, Sonny Tufts is young, handsome, and a movie star.
So what? Take away the young, handsome, and movie star, and what have you got left?
Rudy Vallee.
I've heard enough of this. If Sonny Tufts thinks he's going to get away with it, he's crazy. I'm coming right down to Villa Vallee. Miss Burke, you can expect me there immediately. Goodbye.
Coogie.
Yes, Mr. Rudy.
There's no time to lose. I have some business to take care of Villa Vallee, and it's urgent. Now, come on, Coogie. Let's make this record fast.
Okay, Mr. Rudy.
Sonny Tufts. To think that one Yale man would do this to another Yale man. I shall do my best to keep word of this from spreading to Harvard.
I saw you last night and got that old feeling. When you came inside, I got that old feeling. The moment that you danced by, I felt a thrill, and when you caught my eye, my heart stood still. Once again I seemed to feel that old yearning, and I knew the spark of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me, it's foolish to stop for that old feeling.
That old feeling
is still right here in my heart.
Oh, Miss Burke.
Why, Truman Bradley, hello.
Miss Burke, before Rudy gets back here to the club, may I have the electrician turn on the moon glow spotlight?
The moon glow spotlight? Why, of course you may.
And may I light the candles, too?
Why, yes, how romantic.
Thank you, Miss Burke. Oh. Now, girls, I'd like a little chat with you about glamour. In moonlight, candlelight, or even daylight. I hope you realize what a difference in your personal beauty even a shampoo can make. You see, most shampoos are really nothing but liquid soap. And even the finest soaps in any form can't help but leave a dulling, glamour-hiding film on your hair. That's where Dreen shampoo is different. Dreen is not a soap shampoo, so it never leaves any dulling film. Brings out all the natural, gleaming beauty of your hair. In fact, Dreen reveals up to 33% more luster than soap or soap shampoos. As for unsightly dandruff, it's gone like that the very first time you use Dreen. Another important beauty point. Now that today's improved Dreen has a wonderful hair conditioning action, it leaves your hair glamour smooth, easier to manage right after shampooing. Yes, the shampoo that almost seems to kindle a glorious new loveliness in your hair is Dreen. You see,
no other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Yes, no other shampoo leaves your hair so lustrous, easy to manage too.
That's the reason you'll insist on Dreen shampoo.
Coogie, Coogie, I just can't get over it.
And what's that, Signor Rudy?
What Sonny Tufts has done to me. Think of it. You leave a friend of yours with a gorgeous girl. She has a beautiful face and a beautiful figure, and he tries to get her alone. Who would do a thing like that?
Who wouldn't do it?
Coogie, is that all you think about? Women, women, women?
Oh, no. Sometimes I think about girls, girls, girls.
There you go, dragging girls in again.
Oh, I have to drag them in. They wouldn't come any other way.
Coogie, you're not much of a help to me. You know, this is a rather awkward situation. Two fellows after the same girl.
Two men and a girl? It's a regular domestic rectangle.
No, Coogie. You mean domestic triangle. Rectangle would mean that there's still another man chasing the cigarette girl.
Mm. Shake hands with the four member of the rectangle.
Coogie, Coogie. Tonight after Villa Valley closes, why don't you have supper with Fifi and me and... You can put in a good word for me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Signor Rudy. I can't do it. Tonight, I'm going to see my new picture, Weekend at the Biltmore.
No, no. You mean Weekend at the Waldorf.
Oh, they were all filling up at the Waldorf, so I had to go to the Biltmore.
Oh, Fifi.
Yes, Mr. Tooth.
You don't have to call me Mr. Toofs. Just call me Sonny. Look, Fifi, how about you and me getting out of here and going for a long drive in the moonlight?
But, Sonny, you forget I cannot leave now.
Well, why not?
Mr. Valley does not take this chance hope until 12 o'clock.
Imagine that guy. Well, just leave it to me, baby. I'll take those chains off. I'll pick the lock. That Valley thinks of everything. Why do you let that guy get away with this?
Oh, Mr. Valley is so handsome, so big, so strong.
Big and strong. My Valley's nothing but 180 pounds of solid flab. And not only that, he...
Hello there, Sonny.
Oh, hiya, Rudy. Hiya, chum. Gee, you're looking great. I was just telling Fifi here that you're the one man that keeps in perfect physical condition.
Yes, he said that you were a solid man of 180 pounds of solid flab.
That's right. Flab. That's French for muscle. Fifi, I'd like another pack of cigarettes, please.
Oh, another package? If you keep buying them like this, Fifi will be rich. Oh, I love big spenders.
Huh. You call that being a big spender, Fifi? What's a few packages of cigarettes? I'll take a carton.
Oh, Mr. Valley, a carton? That's wonderful. That will be $2.
$2?
Oh, yes, yes, of course, $2, yes. Just a minute, I'll get my money. Yes.
Rudy, I see you still keep your money sewed up in your girdle.
I find it most convenient. Well, Sonny, I'm sure we have a lot of things to talk about. A lot of reminiscing to do about our days of good old Yale. I think you'd do better run along, Fifi.
Goodbye, gentlemen.
Well, Sonny, old boy, how about sitting down here and joining me in a drink? What do you have?
Oh, same thing you're drinking.
Oh, waiter, two bottles of ice-cold green shampoo.
You know, it's good to see an old classmate, Rudy. I'll never forget the days we spent together at Yale.
Yes, Sonny, I often think of the glorious times we had at old New Haven.
Yes, sir. Say, Rudy, there's one thing I've always wanted to ask you. You used to sing a little in college. Ever do anything with it?
Well, I've been on the radio for years.
Well, I've been so busy that I haven't had time to listen to the radio since I've had this movie job.
Oh. How long have you been an usher? Sonny, being Yale men together establishes an undying bond, a tie that is never broken. Yale men share their good fortune, their joys, and their sorrow.
That's the Yale code.
But there's nothing in the code about sharing a cigarette, girl.
Well, what makes you think that girl prefers you?
I know she does, and you stop annoying her.
Well, who's annoying her?
You are, and what's more? Oh, Sonny, we shouldn't shout at each other this way. Remember, we're Yale men. If we should find ourselves getting angry at each other again, let's just stop and sing that good old Yale song. Boola, 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 boo.
Say, you know, that's a good idea, Rudy, and we'll do it. Oh, by the way, what are you doing after club closes tonight?
I have a date with Fifi. Would you like to get a girl and join us?
You have a date with Fifi. I have the date.
Sonny, I have the date with Fifi.
Now, look, Rudy, I don't know when I have a date with a girl.
I'm not so sure, Jeff, and all
that
you're talking
about.
Come
on, have a date with a girl. Boola, 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 boola.
Oh, Rudy.
Yes, Fifi?
Come here, Rudy.
Ho-hum. See you later, Sonny. Yes, Fifi?
I heard you talking to Sonny Toots, and I want you to know that you are the one I really love.
I am? Eh bien, vraiment, voilà. Come here, little girl. Valley is going to kiss you. Did you like it?
Did I? Kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. I haven't felt like this, my dear, since can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dream about you. All just our empty souls seem without you. So kiss me once, then kiss me twice. Well, then kiss me once again. Je vous aime, je vous aime, je vous aime. It's been a long, long time.
Sunny Toss, Sunny Toss. Oh, there you are.
Oh, hello, Miss Burke.
Sonny, your being here is an item for the society page. After all, the Tufts are one of Boston's first families.
Yes, we've lived in Boston for about 300 years.
Oh, 300 years? You don't look a day over 30. Your family must have grown up with Boston, been part of Boston's history.
Yes, they were, Miss Burke. In fact, my family played an important part in the Boston Tea Party.
Oh, what did they do?
They had the lemon and cream concession.
Oh.
Yes, my family settled in Boston the same time the famous Cabot family settled there. Why, you've heard of Cabot.
Oh, you. I always listen to Bud Cabot and Lou Costello. Sonny, I suppose you're a member of some of Boston's most exclusive clubs.
Oh, yes, I belong to a very exclusive club back there. It's so exclusive, it's known as the Secret Six.
Oh, the Secret Six. Well, who are the other five members?
I don't know. That's the secret. Well, see you later, Miss Burke. Burke, hello.
Hello, Sonny.
Miss Burke.
Yes, Rudy, dear?
Miss Burke, Miss Burke.
Yes, Rudy, dear?
I saw you talking to Sonny Tufts just now. I don't trust him.
Oh, Rudy, you shouldn't be jealous of Sonny. You've got everything he's got. You've just had it longer.
Miss Burke, I want you to do a big favor for me.
Uh-huh.
Although I'm sure Fifi is my girl, I know that Sonny is going to do his best to take her away from me. I want you to put in a good word for me with Fifi.
Well, I'd be glad to, Rudy. Fifi's over there. I'll tell her right now. And let me see now. Rudy wants me to tell Fifi not to like Sonny because Rudy doesn't like Sonny. Rudy likes Rudy. Oh, no, 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 no. Let me see. Fifi doesn't like Rudy and Rudy doesn't like Fifi.
What did you say, Miss Brooks?
Oh, please don't bother me, Fifi. I'm trying to straighten something out. Where was I? Oh, yes. Rudy doesn't like Fifi, and...
Oh, Rudy does not like Fifi, who all men are alike.
Yes, isn't it wonderful? Where was that? Oh, yes, Sonny doesn't like Fifi, and...
Oh, Rudy doesn't like Fifi, and Sonny doesn't like Fifi.
You're certainly a lemon, aren't you? What did I... Rudy wanted me to tell Fifi? Oh, dear.
You mean Rudy never wants to see Fifi again?
Oh, that's it, that's it. That's what Rudy wanted me to tell her. Fifi, Rudy never wants to see you again.
Oh, how can Rudy do this to me?
Yes, he is a cad, isn't he?
What should I do?
Fifi, if I were you, I'd never speak to Rudy again as long as I live.
Hello, Fifi, darling.
Don't Fifi, darling, me. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you.
She hates me? Miss Burke, I'm convinced there's someone turning Fifi against me.
I wonder who.
I'm going to find out right after Xavier Cugat and his ox to play good, good, good.
Womp, womp, womp. Sweet, sweet, sweet. Bye, bye, bye. Yum, yum, yum. Good, good, good.
Womp, womp, womp.
That's you, that's you. Sweet, sweet, sweet. That's you, that's you. Fine, fine, fine. Mm-mm. That's you, that's you. Yum, yum, yum. That's you, that's you. Your tasty lips are sweeter than a lollipop. And every time I kiss you, how I hate to stop. I rack my brain to find the proper adjective. A sentimental compliment to give you. Good, good, good. That's you, hey baby. I find fine, that's you, sweet, sweet, sweet. That's you, good, good, good,
good, good, good.
Sweet, sweet, sweet,
sweet, sweet, sweet.
Fine, fine, fine,
fine, fine, fine.
Yum, yum, yum,
yum, yum, yum.
Good, good, good. That's you.
I've turned the whole thing over in my mind, and the only one who could turn Fifi against me is Sonny Tufts.
I wouldn't be at all surprised.
Here he comes now. Here he comes now. I'm going to tell him a thing or two.
Hello, Rudy.
Don't hello me. What's the idea of talking to Fifi behind my back? Why, I have to haul up and take...
Remember, Yale.
Hold on. Down.
Bula, 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 bula.
Fifi?
Yes, Sonny?
I'm sure glad you gave up Valley and decided to concentrate on me.
Oh, Sonny, it was you like all the time. You're so aristocratic, such a blue blood. Sonny, tell me something. Are you a good actor?
Have you seen me in pictures?
No.
Then I'm a good actor. Now, acting isn't the only thing I do. I also sing a little and play a piano just a little.
Sonny, sing me a love song.
Well, Fifi, it's difficult to sing about love because when you're in love, an overwhelming impulse to oscillate and your temperature keeps switching from centigrade to Fahrenheit and your chemical reactions change from negative to positive and you get a sudden stimulus that sends the brain waves to your neurons and increase your respiration and stuff.
But I don't understand.
But, honey, when you're in love, you got the accent, situate the positive limb, emanate the negative latch on to the affirmative. Do not mess with Mr. In-Between. You got to spray joy up to the maximum, keep gloom down to the minimum. Look out, Jack. A pandemonium liable to walk upon the scene to illustrate my last remark. Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they do just when everything looked so dark? Man, they said we got a accent to eat the positive evening, money the negative latch on to the affirmative. Do not mess with Mr. In Between. No, do not mess with Mr. In Between. Thank you.
I beg your pardon, Mr. Tufts. My name's Pinky Lee. I'm the bus boy around here.
Bus boy? Well, you're the messiest, most moronic bus boy I ever saw.
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Tufts. Let's not jump to convulsions. I mean, I may be a moron, but at least I'm 100% of it. I mean, there's a true saying, and it fits the occasion. He who laughs last shouldn't wait that long.
Hey, you're crazy.
Yeah, they said Edison was crazy. They said Marconi was crazy. They said Fulton was crazy. They said Crumley was crazy.
Well, who's Crumley?
My uncle. He is crazy. And another thing, Mr. Tuff.
Let's not be so formal, Pinky. You can call me Sonny.
Ah, thank you. And you can call me Airbrake.
Airbrake?
Yeah. When I was born, my father took one look at me and said, "This has got to stop."
I can see he stopped with a jerk.
Thanks. You make me so mad. Now, listen here, Mr. Tufts. You may be bigger than I am, and you may be taller than I am, and you may be stronger than I am, but let me tell you one thing.
What's that?
You're better looking, too. Look, I don't look as dumb as I really am, you know. You know, what I lack in intelligence... Either you're getting it later or you're enjoying it longer. What I lack in intelligence, I make up in stupidity. Just because you happen to be a picture star, and just because you're in Paramount's Duffy's Tavern, well, I'm an actor, too. You should have seen me in King Lear.
Well, what part did you play in King Lear?
I played his brother, Chandelier.
Excuse me, Sonny.
Gee, a female of the opposite sex.
Sonny, who is this darling little fellow? Isn't he just too cute for words?
Not for the words I know, sister. Now, do me a favor, Pinky, and scram. I want to be alone with Fifi.
Now, just a minute. Who do you think you're putting around? Someday somebody is going to get a punch in the nose, and you're the guy who can do it, too. Now, look at him. I'm sorry. I'm sorry now. Just step outside. I just dare. Just step outside.
Okay.
Well, we got rid of him, didn't we?
You are so cute. I am crazy for you.
Oh, you're not the only one that's crazy about me. You know what Betty Grable said to me last night?
No.
How did you guess? Yeah.
Did anyone ever tell you that you have the two cutest blue eyes?
Oh, go on.
Really, I've never seen such two blue eyes.
Oh, everybody talks about my two blue eyes. What about my brown one? You know, Fifi, you smell so good.
Oh, that is my special perfume.
It is?
Yes, fleur de lis. Nuit Noël Noisette.
Really? Here, smell this.
What is that?
DDT.
Oh, Pinky, darling, we are wasting time. Come, kiss me, kiss me.
Oh, okay, here.
Pinky, darling, where did you learn to kiss like that?
Drinking at slow fountains.
Oh, I am going right back to Rudy Valley. Good night.
Fifi, Gretchen, Cynthia, Mary, Ruth, listen. Any admiring man's eye view of you is sure to include your hair. If it's shining, neat, lovely, well, we like that. And really, you'll never know what a difference in glamour just a shampoo can make until you use Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action. You see, most shampoos are nothing but liquid soap, really. And soap in any form leaves a dulling film on the hair. Ah, but not Dreen. For Dreen is not a soap shampoo, so it never leaves any dulling film. In fact, Dreen reveals up to 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. And now that the new improved Dreen has a wonderful hair conditioning action, it leaves your hair silkier, easier to comb into smooth, shining neatness right after shampooing at home or beauty shop. So, for extra beauty care, be sure to Dreen shampoo your hair. And remember,
no other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Yes, no other shampoo leaves your hair so lustrous, easy to manage too. That's the reason you'll insist on Dreen shampoo.
I'm glad I got this idea to surprise Fifi at her house. Gee, I bet she'll be glad to see me. Well, here's the house, and looks as if she has company. What's that? Wonder who it is. I think I'll go around the side window here and try and find out. Who's that?
Honey.
Rudy.
Who's that?
Don't shoot, fellas. It's me.
Well, I see all three of us had the same idea, dropping in on Fifi. Somebody beat us to it.
Shh. Maybe we can hear who it is.
Mon chéri, put your arms around me. Kiss me, kiss me, kiss me.
Oh, stop nagging.
What I wouldn't give now, what I wouldn't give now for a nice hot enchilada.
Cougar!
Rudy Valley will present another Dreen show for Procter & Gamble next Thursday at this same time from Hollywood with Miss Billy Burke, our guest star with her lovely voice and her lovely smile, Miss Jenny Sims, Pinky Lee, who appeared through the courtesy of Earl Carroll's Theater, and Xavier Cugat and his orchestra, who will play Tico Tico. Tonight's Dreen show was written by Selma Diamond and Jack Robinson.
To every United States household comes this request from our government. Please keep on saving used kitchen fats. With the shooting war over, perhaps you may wonder why the need for saving those used fats continues. Well, there is still a serious shortage of fats for industrial use, a shortage that cannot be relieved by imports for many, many months. So to get the peacetime products you want and need, salvage every drop of used kitchen fats and turn them into your meat dealer. He is authorized to give you 4 ration points a pound now instead of 2. And every pound you save will help speed the plentiful return of so many badly needed civilian items such as rubber, soap, paints, yes, and nylon stockings. So save those fats and help in the battle of post-war supply.
D-U-Z, D-U-Z.
Does everything for you. Everything in your wash for you. When you does your wash, you'll sing. D-U-Z does everything.
Work shirts and towels to pretty Ray and undies.
Never been a soap like does before. You'll sure find that does more. When you does your wash, you'll sing.
D-U-Z does everything.